We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuas, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Zayin. We were in the middle of a discussion based on Torah Zayin in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the longer chapters, and Rav Nosson Zal was discussing one of the topics he was addressing was the issue of the Meraglim. And now we're going to continue discussing that topic a little bit. Based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand why the Meraglim, when they came back, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vishom ro'inu es hanefilim." There in Eretz Yisrael, we saw the Nephilim. The Nephilim, the word linpol means to fall. This refers to angels who came down from heaven when Hashem first created the world. It's brought that there were certain angels who came down from heaven and married human women, and the Torah does not put them in a positive light. These were not good angels. And those angels gave birth to children who were among the giants whom the Meraglim observed in Chevron at that time. So it says that the Meraglim said, "Vishom ro'inu es hanefilim," there in Eretz Yisrael, we saw the Nephilim, "Vanihi be'einenu kachagovim," and we felt like grasshoppers. We, to ourselves, we looked like grasshoppers, "V'chein hoyinu be'einehem," and that's how we looked to them also. The Gemara says that they overheard these giants saying, "Who are those creepy crawlers in our midst?" You know, because compared to these giants, these human beings looked like grasshoppers. Hainu shehislabesh bohem kitrug hamalochim. Rav Nosson Zal says that the opposition of the malochim who opposed Hashem when it came to creation of man, we learned earlier that there were malochim who were opposed to it, who said, "Hashem, why would you want to go ahead with the creation of man? Man is sheker. Man is going to commit sins." So now Rav Nosson Zal says that kitrug of the malochim was Neslabesh in the Meraglim. She'omru, the Malachim who said, "Mo eno ishki siskarenu," why, what do you need man for? She'mishom ikra yetzohara kanal. And we had learned earlier that that's where the yetzohara comes from. Ki hanefilim heim b'nei shamchazai v'azo. Because these nephilim, these giants that they observed, were actually the children of these angels that came down from heaven at that time when Hashem first created the world, that are mentioned in Rashi and Chumash, in the Gemara, these two angels, Shehoyu Mekatrigim al Bria Sodom. These were among the angels who opposed the creation of man. V'hipil oisam Hashem Yisborach, and Hashem Kaviochel threw them down, V'kilkulu Mo'oid, and they messed up when they came down to this world. They messed up in a very big way. They misbehaved in a very big way. Kemo Yisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara tells us. Umeelu hamekatrigim nimshach pigam hamaraglim. And it's from these angels who were mekatrig against the Bria of man that the Meraglim also were affected in a negative way. She'enom roitzim lohoyred atzmon lebechinas emuna. As we had learned earlier, the Meraglim refused to lower themselves to the level of emuna, lekasher al yedei zeh kol ha'olamos yachad, and thereby be able to unite all the worlds, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. We had mentioned that the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, shchon eretz ure'ei emuna, that Eretz Yisrael represents emuna. The Meraglim were part of the Dor Deah at that time. They were students of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were on a very high level of Das, and they felt that to them, Eretz Yisrael would be a step down. And that was one of the reasons why they were opposed to going into Eretz Yisrael. Shezeh b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. We said Eretz Yisrael is the union of Emunah. Ki nidme lohem she'ein shayich Shashem Yisborach Yekabel Shashuim Mimadregois Hatachtoinois V'Kanal. Because it seemed to the Meraglim, it didn't make sense to them that Hashem would be able to derive pleasure from the lower levels, from emuna, from things that are on a very low level. V'zeh shomru, and this is why they said, v'shom ro'inu es hanefilim. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, we saw these nefilim. Shenimshichu mehamekatrigim anal. We know that those nefilim were an offshoot, were an extension of those angels who were opposed to the creation of man. V'zehu, and this is why the Meraglim said, v'anihi be'ineinu kachagovim, v'chein hoyinu be'ineihem. We felt like nothing. We felt like grasshoppers, like dirt, in a sense. Hainu shehislabesh bohem hakitrug hanal. This means that the Meraglim were affected by this kitrug, by this opposition, that how the angels look down at man. Ad shenoflu lemevucha hanal, to the point where the Meraglim fell into this paradox. Shehikshu hamalochim, whereby the malochim asked Hashem, mo enoish kisis karenu. Why would you want to go ahead with the creation of man? Ki eich shayech shashim izborach yekabel shiashuim mibchina p'chusa kazu v'chulu. Because how is it conceivable that Hashem will get nachas, Hashem will get pleasure from beings that are on such a low level, human beings that have a Yetzirah and that are in a physical world and everything? The Malachim couldn't understand that. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to get the Torah, the Malachim said, what for Hashem? Why in the world would you want to give it to them? Asher tenohidcho ala shamayim. The Torah is your beauty. Leave it up here with the beautiful guys, with the Malachim. Why send it down there where most of the people are no good nicks? Ki eich shayach shash mizborach yikabel shiashu mibchina pchusa kazu. V'zehu, this is why they said, v'anihu be'einenu kachagovim, v'chein hoyinu be'einehem. The Meraglim made the connection that to the Malachim we appeared like grasshoppers, and in our own minds we also felt that way, meaning we accepted the argument of the Malachim. We were convinced by their argument. Just like the Malachim said originally when Hashem wanted to create man, that Hashem, why create man? Man is no good. Man is like worms. So the Meraglim said now, v'aniyu beinenu kechagovim. We also had that thought. We also had that thought that man is on a very low level. Ki ho beho talya. Because these two are dependent on each other. Shekemoi shehoyu beinei hanefilim. Just as they appeared in the eyes of these products of the Malachim. Sheloi nechshavu beineim rak kechagovim bialma. Whereby to them they appeared only like grasshoppers. V'loi he'minu shashim yisborach mekabel nachas mehem. They did not believe that Hashem would derive major satisfaction from the human beings. V'hikshu, and therefore the Malachim asked, mo enosh, what is this man worth, Hashem, that you would want to go ahead with creating him? K'moi kein hoyu hamaraglim b'enei atzmon. The Meraglim suffered from the same question. Ki hislabesh bohem hakitrug hanal, because this kitrug of the Malachim went into these Meraglim. V'nechshavu b'enei atzmon kechagov b'alma. And they also felt like grasshoppers, like nothing. V'noflu meho emuno ha'amitis. And they fell from the true emuna. What's the true emuna of a Jew? Shashem yizborach mekabel tainug v'shashu mebnei odom daiko. That Hashem gets tremendous pleasure from human beings specifically, that he does not get from angels or from any other beings. Afilu mehanemuchem beyoser, even from the lowest human beings, from people who are far from Hashem, when such people do a mitzvah, do something good, Hashem gets tremendous nachas from it. Just like we see the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Yisroi came along and said, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikolo elokim, I have come to the realization now that Hashem is greater than all of those idols and everything. That's when Hashem decided to give the Torah to the world. It was because of Yisroi's realization. Somebody who was so far, the Pope, Kohen Midyan, the Pope, who had worshipped all Avodah Zarah, when he was Niskarev, when he came close, That made such a Kiddush Hashem. That made such a great splash in Shomayim. Ki zeh hoyo ikar hapegam shel amaraglim shepogmo beretz Yisrael. Because this was the essence of the mistake that the maraglim made, that they were pogim in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom zoichen lebechina zu betachlis hashlemus. Because it's in Eretz Yisrael that a Jew is zoichet to this level, to the highest level possible of what we're speaking about here, meaning Lizkois letachlis emuna, to achieve the highest level of emuna. The pasuk says shchon eretz ure emuna ad sheyizka bechol pam lohirad atzmoy lechom adregas hatachtonis biyoser, to the point where the Jew would have the ability to go down to the lowest levels ula ha'aloisam, and to elevate them ula kashram kulam lashem yizborach, and to attach all of them to Hashem. Vehem, whereas the Meraglim, pogmu bozeh, they messed up in this, al yidei shehislabesh bohem kitrug hamalochim, by the fact that this opposition of the malochim, this prosecution of the malochim, went into them in a sense. She'enom ma'minim b'hashashuim shemekabal Hashem Yisborach mibnei Adam hatachtoinim, the angels who did not believe in the pleasure that Hashem would get from lowly human beings, and therefore those angels considered the human beings like grasshoppers, like bugs, like nothing, something meaningless, worthless. As the human beings appeared in the eyes of the angels who spoke against their creation, they said, what is man? Who wants him? Shemehem hoyu elu hanafilim kanal, and that's who these nefilim came from. They came from those angels. V'sehu vanihi be'einenu kachagovim v'chein hoyinu be'einem kanal. Rav Nosson says, now we understand the meaning behind this pasuk, that the Meraglim said, we're telling you what we felt like, what we considered ourselves, and we're telling you what the angels considered us. And Rav Nosson Salz says there's a direct connection, because the same mistake that those angels had made was the same mistake that the Meraglim made.